And a wise man once said, and it hurts and it kills, but your biggest enemy is living inside of you. Basically, what this podcast is going to be really touched on today is about shutting out the wrong people. Throughout life, man, we're going to get hurt by a lot of people consistently within a pattern, a consistent pattern. And the problem with that is when we get hurt, we build this big ass wall around our heart and our feelings. And we're willing for this wall to shut out the wrong people, but we're also willing to shut out the good people. I really feel like you have to really know the difference between who's for you and who's not. Who's here to make things better and who's there to make things worse. And I mean, honestly, the best way to figure that out is just a flow. And what I mean by that is like this. If something is for you, if someone is for you, it will be a natural flow. You'll never have to question them. You never have to question what they're doing. You never have to question, are they there for me? Are they just using me? Do they have bad intentions? Do they have good intentions? You will never, ever have to question that. But the day that you do question it, where you ask yourself, are they there for me? Why are they doing this? Are they going to hurt me? They're acting weird. They're acting strange. They're taking 3 to 4 hours to text me back. Am I crazy? That right there, that's not someone for you. The energy that you put into a certain individual that's supposed to be for you, they will always give that shit back. Always. I understand throughout life we get busy and there's some things that are, you know, life throws curveballs at us where we can't be there for the person that we expect to be. But in the same sense, that's where communication comes in. A person that's for you will make it known what's going on, why they're acting the way they're acting, what's been happening. But a person that is not for you, they're not going to care about your feelings. They're not going to care about your emotions. They're not going to care that you suffer from anxiety and depression. They're not going to do anything in their power to give you that peace of mind that they're for you. They're just going to just let you think whatever you want to think. And as a person myself that deals with aggressive anxiety, I can't have that someone like that in my life. What is for you will be for you. What is not for you will not be for you. What you lose was not meant for you. What you gain and what you keep was for you. Stop going through life trying to make the wrong people for you. Stop trying to make a rose turn into a daisy. You want a daisy so bad, but you're willing to just deal with the rose. You're willing to deal with the thorns and getting poked and all this other stuff and bleeding. You're willing to go through that to try to make that rose turn into a daisy. That's literally what people do nowadays throughout life. And to be honest, it's not the best route to go. I understand that it's hard letting people go that you see something in them, but what you're trying to see is not there. What you want to see in a person that's for you, it will be there. It will be in plain sight. Stop trying to love the wrong people. Stop trying to keep the wrong people in your life and in your circle. They're not for you. If you were a size 9, you're not going to go into a shoe store and ask for a size 11 and walk out with a size 11 hoping that it'll somehow fit. It won't fit. Same thing with people. They're not meant to fit in your life. They're not. The right people will match your energy. You will never have to question their loyalty. You would have to never question their intentions. You don't have to question anything. The wrong people, you will question their intentions. You'll question what they're doing. You'll question their loyalty. You'll question what they're doing with their life. They won't give you that peace of mind. They won't give you that reassurance. Someone that's supposed to be for you, they will always give you that reassurance. Like always, I think that's the best way to end this one, guys.